People's World is the flagship publication of Communist Party USA. It's a kind of publication whose endorsement you wouldn't want, especially as a Catholic. To the contrary, when communists are cheering you on, well, you might want to rethink your position. To that end, People's World ran a glowing profile of Sister Simone Campbell and her network. Campbell and her sisters have formed the Nuns on the Bus, storming the nation on behalf of social justice, which, in effect, frequently conforms to the agenda of Barack Obama and the Democratic Party. The nuns have crusaded for Obamacare in direct defiance of the bishops. Assured Sister Campbell, urging the passage of Obamacare, quote, "From our reading of the bill, there isn't any federal funding of abortion," unquote. Well, quite the contrary, Campbell and her sisters judge the bill not anti-life, but pro-life. But while the bishops and faithful Catholics were aghast at the sisters' actions, not everyone was against them. Among those thrilled is a group of strange bedfellows, one that spent the last century persecuting the Catholic Church, placing nuns in the gulag, and even killing priests and bishops, namely communists. When it comes to Sister Campbell and her Nuns on the Bus, communists are suddenly on board. They've suddenly gotten religion. Go, nuns, go! The article in People's World was less a news article than an ad for network. The People's World correspondent urged its communist readers to follow Sister Campbell's instructions in texting the word nuns to senators. Aside a warm photo of Campbell and her sisters, the flagship publication of the Communist Party provided links to network's website and the Nuns on the Bus tour. The CPUSA publication hoped that the nuns would make thousands of friends. Indeed, your friends say a lot about you. I don't know about you, but if I ran a Catholic organization encouraged by Communist Party USA and Barack Obama, but in direct opposition to my bishops and the church on certain core Catholic teachings, including matters of literal life and death, I'd be concerned. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.